This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. The sturgeon spearing tradition will continue on Lake Winnebago and elsewhere. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has determined that the sturgeon population is in great shape, and they're plentiful right now. A group of conservationists claimed that the prehistoric fish was actually endangered and should be protected by the U.S. government. Meanwhile, sturgeon spawning continues on both the Wolf and Fox Rivers. Two Oshkosh schools will soon have new principals. Alexandra Peaster will take over at Carl Traeger Middle School, while Rebecca Montour at Perry Tipler Middle School. The Oshkosh Corporation has successfully conducted its final airdrop of their new FMTV A2 cargo 6x6 low-velocity airdrop. The test validated the design and the capabilities of the cargo unit and its suitability for the demands of airdrop and follow-on operations. A number of Oshkosh city bridges will be closing soon for cleaning and annual maintenance. The first is coming up May 6th, the Wisconsin Street Bridge. The very next day, the Congress Oshkosh Avenue Bridge will also close. The closures go from 6 a.m. till about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Page 2, the city has more money from the American Rescue Plan Act than expected. Officials say many of the infrastructure projects they funded earlier have come in under budget, so more money is flowing back to the city. The city, meanwhile, is working on allocating $2.3 million in ARPA funds to area nonprofits. A great turnout for the senior track event at the convention center. High school seniors had a chance to meet with employers offering full-time jobs with benefits. The Oshkosh School District confirms that they're now investigating a claim that a Perry Tipler staff member called a student a, quote, inappropriate racial slur. The incident happened on Tuesday afternoon. The Carmel Crisp is celebrating Indie Bookstore Day on Saturday. The day is a way of promoting independently owned and neighborhood bookstores. The event runs from 10 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Chipotle's new Mexican Grill opens up on Friday in Oshkosh. And the annual wine feast, the biggest benefit of the year for the Oshkosh Boys and Girls Club, is coming up Saturday. Turning to sports, the WIAA has voted not to allow high school students to cash in on their NILs. That's their name, image, and likeness. That's a look at Newsworthy for a Thursday, always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Have a great weekend.